You ever see that documentary? It's old. It's on HBO. It's called There's Something Wrong with Auntie Anne.
No.
Bro.
Auntie Anne, who's that?
So she was a lady from, I think they were from like Long Island.
Yeah.
It's the craziest story in the fucking world. So she and her husband and their kid, their two kids and their three nieces.
Yeah.
Were at a, they were like at a campground. The next morning, they wake up, they have breakfast, him and his wife have breakfast, coffee together, he leaves, drives separate, she's taking a van with the kids home, and then on the way home, she freaks out and drives into oncoming, she gets on the wrong lane of the highway and goes 70 straight down the highway, straight into another car.
What the fuck?
Kills everyone. It makes no sense. And then they're like,
she just did this for no reason.
Then they found a bottle of vodka in the van and like, her blood alcohol was like 0.19. She was fucking hammered and had weed in her system.
Okay.
And they were like, she wasn't a drinker. Like, this is just, it makes no sense as to why she did this.
She just lost it.
Just, and they had like a phone call with her that you don't have the recording of it, but it's like, she was like incoherent, not drunk.
Okay.
Just like saying different words.
Just gone.
She was losing her mind. She had like delirium.
What the fuck? And like,
it's terrifying. And there's footage, there's footage of her at like a gas station just walking in, totally normal, not fucked up. She's like, do you have any Tylenol? Because she was starting to get a headache, and then walks back to her car. And then she was at a McDonald's, and the guy that talked to her was like, yeah, I do remember talking to her. She was definitely not drunk. And then she chugged a bottle of vodka and drove, not erratically either. She wasn't like driving erratic. She just drove straight down the fucking highway, going 70 into oncoming.
Oh, brutal, dude. Bro.
It was like one of those. And then, then they're talking like the people that like saved, or like the kid got out. One of the kids survived.
There was kids in the car?
Yeah, there was a van full of kids.
Oh, fuck.
She drove a van full of kids.
She died?
Yeah.
Seatbelt on or no?
I think they all got a jacket. I mean, she was going 70 on the highway into oncoming traffic. Like the car fucking exploded.
Imagine being the first car. I'm like, no.
Oh.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, but they interview all the like dudes that, like they have that Long Island accent. They're like, there's a fucking van full of kids down here, like crying and shit. Yeah. So sad. The so little boy survived.
Died? One kid.
One kid survived. The little boy was like under a pile of kids. That's how he survived.
He got burning, by a
kid. The burning van. He was like underneath the other kids.
Yeah, people melt. Dead. People melt.
Yeah, dude. Holy fuck. You got to watch this documentary. They were trying to figure out maybe she had like an abscess tooth.
Oh, that can go like to your brain.
Fucked
yeah.
her brain up. Maybe
but
they
the
don't
pain
know.
Pain usually is so immense from a tooth like that. You get like crazy pain first.
Well, that's what they were saying. She was like rubbing her jaw for a while. She did have an abscess tooth. She did have
okay.
that. And they're like, is it possible that that caused her like her brain?
Did they examine her brain?
The coroners were just like, the autopsy was like, all right, 0.19 blood alcohol, and that's with a belly full of vodka that didn't metabolize yet. So it would have been even higher.
What?
Like, she just chugged a bottle of vodka and had weed in her system. And, like, she didn't smoke or drink like that.
Whoa.
It was weird.
Where'd she get her hands on the weed that quickly?
I mean, I think she smoked, like, occasionally.
Here
said.
And there, yeah. Jesus, dude. So, yeah, the weed was just lingering in her system.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened to Spud Man. He had an abscess. I mean, he didn't drive his van into oncoming traffic, but he had an abscess tooth, and he got like horrible pain. He went down there like, dude, if you'd waited, this would have fucking killed you, because it'll go and infect your brain.
Unreal.
That's weird.
Watch the documentary though. It's like
I know someone who had a.
Well, I mean, that's the whole documentary.
I know someone who had a brain.
They
tumor.
Don't solve it.
I know someone who had a brain tumor.
Yeah,
and like got involved in like a big scandal, and then through the scandal, ended up going to a doctor and finding out he had a brain tumor. So
and
no
that's
one,
why he
no
was
one
being
really
a fucking
knew
moron.
Like what happened. Yeah. They're like, was this the brain tumor that started this up?
Or are
was
you
this...
a piece of shit?
Yeah. I mean, it was the moves he made I thought were pretty fucking sick, but...
You know how to discuss the moves?
I mean, I can discuss them. It was basically like, you know, he had a wife and they like, there was some infidelity that happened. He had like a whole, he was like a road, like doing like road dogging for like business. I think like consultancy
yeah,
and stuff.
He was slinging dick.
Slinging dick out on the road. So he had like a work babe and then his wife was like, dude, what the fuck? She checked the credit card and saw he's buying his work bay credit, like stuff.
Yeah.
And he was like kind of embezzling money from the company and buying his side piece money. So he was frauding the company to pay for his side piece.
Baller. All right. So this
he's
is not,
sick.
Dude,
fuck.
This
dude,
is not
dude's
the
man.
This is not the tumor.
Dude's the man. And it was like, I wasn't a big fan of his marriage in general. So this dude got.
So you were
dude,
delighted with this?
I heard this and I was like, I knew he fucking had it. He knew it was a great dog. But then he went. Something happened where like he went. They checked the brain tumor, took it out, and now he just dude just chills. You know, chills with his new bae.
Sick.
Great. Like it was a great. I think his tumor. His bae might have caused a tumor.
Wow. You think his bae nagged so
his brain
so
protected
much.
Itself. It was just like...
I can't keep hearing this.
Another brain grew and was like, I got a fucking plan. I got a way out of this, dude. Yeah, it was a baller fucking move. Full support.
Another documentary I just watched you might like.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you'll definitely like it. It's on HBO. It's about the girl who texted that dude into killing himself.
Oh, I heard about that,
so
dude.
So fucking funny, bro.
I heard about that.
Dude, the prosecutors, like, the way they tried to frame it was, like, they brought in all of her high school friends to be like, she was an attention whore. Everybody hated her. Her fucking friends hated her. They brought her friends from high school onto the stand, and they were like, did you have any intention of hanging out with her this summer? And they're like, no. No, Your Honor. I did not like her. Like she had all.
What?
That's how the state tried to prosecute her. They brought in her friends to be like,
she sucks.
No, she was a loser. It's like, oh.
They're like, she sucks enough to have done this.
I mean, she was a complete. She was a fucking weirdo. But it was interesting because the kid also was texting her forever that he was going to kill himself.
Yeah.
So one day, finally, she was like, "Yeah, you should kill yourself." But there's no law against that. You can text people whatever the fuck. There's no murder for texting someone.
What did they give this lady?
She got fucking manslaughter.
What?
Yeah, bro.
But wasn't she like, kill first yourself degree, for me?
No. She was like, he got out of the car while it was running, and she was like, stop being a bitch. Get back in there. And he did it.
What?
But he had told her for like 2 years that he was going to fucking kill himself.
Were they dating?
All the time. It was long. They were like texting all day, every day. That's it.
That's sick and twisted, dude.
It's wild, man.
For
bae
to be like,
she becomes a cute bae too. She was a little chunky in high school. Post like all this clear like depression and anxiety. She's pretty hot. I like. She's got a very unique look. You would hate her look.
Why?
She looks like a classic WASP bitch.
Man,
you would hate it. I like it.
That's my anti.
She looks like
bro.
A real fuck, dude. If she,
I feel like that's who tells people to kill themselves.
She would text me and be like, "You should kill yourself." Like,
we should
oh,
let
yeah.
O'Connor date her. And let O'Connor jack her up
dude,
on the yacht, dude.
Her versus O'Connor, and he would be dead in a fucking.
You think
week.
He'd kill himself pretty quickly,
bro? He's
real.
Close already.
You think so?
I push him. I push him. I might get charged with the same thing.
You call him every morning.
I call him every day. Just
kill
like,
yourself.
Dude, you should think about killing yourself.
Then they'll interview you and like fucking Abby. Like, he was really mean to me on like, his stand-up show.
Yeah, if things weren't going well for him, he really took it out on his closest, whoever's the closest to him in proximity, he'll swing at.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, this lady is, dude, you gotta watch it. It's actually really funny.
That sounds fucking awesome.
But the defense, and they all have this like Boston accent. It took place up there. So they're all like, Your Honor, there's no law against this, Your Honor. She's just texting him. Like,
she's just telling him to kill
this
himself.
Tell me if you pick up on it, if you watch it. Her attorney, he's trying to fuck.
Really?
He loves
probably
this.
Did. Probably
he
did.
Loves this girl.
Prove it, bro. Fucking kill
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly. He should kill himself. She didn't say for me.
She just said kill yourself.
But she did set herself up to be like, she was like, the prosecution did a really good job of being like, she did this for attention. And she did. It was weird. She did a lot of stuff. She had like a.
Did she go on Facebook?
Charity
and like,
baseball game for him in
stop,
her hometown.
Dude.
In her hometown, not his. Which, it what just
you,
was all about her.
What do you do with that?
This is pure. I mean, dude, this is the Poussade. Fully Poussade.
I mean, that shit back in the day, you would be able to just kill someone for. You're like, look, we don't have any laws for this.
Yeah.
This sucks so bad.
The fucking documentary did that, dude. They were like, they had this one psychologist on there. It was like, he had like the exact accent you would think for this. He's like, men are afraid of women. They have been forever. Like, he's like, men are men fear women.
Yeah.
Like, there used to be witch trials for this type of thing. He's like, men deep down are horrified of women. This is a witch hunt, is basically what he, like, they tried to claim, like, sexism.
Yeah.
It's like, no, because if this was a dude, we'd be coming down way harder.
Oh, but they gotta be crushed.
There's, like, a cute girl that's getting prosecuted, I'm just sitting there like, no, free her.
Free her, dude.
Let her go, dude. She's mine.
Well, that was, I think I said it wrong before, but I was saying that was Spud's, that's what I thought his theory was. If, like, Tulsi Gabbard had to debate Trump, old dudes wouldn't want to see Trump being mean like a hot young chick. They'd all kind of intrinsically want to kind of defend her and be like,
"Hill dog, yeah, exactly right." Hill dog, you can Hill dog looked like everybody's wife, and they were like, "Yo, fuck her, finish her, dude." God, finally someone tells this bitch to shut up.
But yeah, that was I think I misrepresented it the one time. But his theory was that America, like, dudes aren't going to want to watch like a hot young woman get like chastised and derided. They're gonna instinctually be like, "Oh, how about you fucking take it easy?"
That happens with juries.
They're all gonna want to kind of fuck.
That happens with juries a lot too. Like, if a hot chick like crying on the stand or something, the jury's like, "Oh, we believe her."
Put a bunch of 45-year-old fat chicks up there, dude. They'll fry. She'll be tarred and feathered.
Immediately, they'd bring that back. Damn. Put her in the stockade.
For sure, dude.
They went no jury. The defense.
The judge.
No, the girl wanted no. They wanted no jury because they were like, it was smart too, because the lawyer was like, "There's no crime.
Yeah,
we can't make up a crime retroactively. What she did wasn't illegal."
Well, couldn't they do like a landmark case kind of thing?
Yeah, but you can't do that. You can't just decide something's illegal during a case like that.
I feel like that could be negligence on some way, because it's like you could argue this is a mentally ill person, and she's
mentally ill.
True.
They're both mentally ill. They're both and also nuts. Minors.
Oh God! Yeah,
she's a minor.
What was it? Did they interview her parents at all?
No, they were there though. You see them?
Really?
I think they're. But yeah, it's like.
So she was throwing like.
Did
she say like my boyfriend killed himself and I want to like?
Yeah, she was doing Facebook posts of like, "I'm so fucking sad. Oh my God, I miss you so much." Like all that stuff about him.
What?
She was getting likes, dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she was doing exactly.
How many likes she get?
Not many. I think she was kind of a loser. People didn't like her.
Ooh, that sucks. Imagine that.
I like her. I'm gonna, dude. If things go well, if things go well career wise, I am gonna try to date her.
Bae, dude.
That is bae.
That's the new Kardashian.
Me, I'm gonna find. I forget her name. I gotta find her name. Me and this bae are gonna be together.
That's the new Kardashian, dude.
I might start writing her now.
Do it.
I can just forward this link. She's in jail now. I might send this link to her. Be like, "Peep the cast.
This get is the into New it. Testament. Yeah, get into it. Put some money on her books and get her a cell phone." Well, how long do you think she's in jail for?
Not long.
Yeah, she'll be out.
Two years, 3 years. She'll be out just in time for me to be like, "Come on, babe.
That'd be perfect.
I got places to go with you and me."
Oh.
I think I'd be a pretty easy target to talk into suicide. It took me a second to think about it. All it would take would be like one conversation. I'd be like, "Yeah, I guess so."
You would call her and be like, "I don't know, I'm just kind of stressed." She's like, "Yeah, what floor are you on right now?" You're like, "What? Why?"
She's like, "I heard falling doesn't hurt that bad."
Yeah, it would be easy too for like
Michelle Carter, dude. Me and Michelle Carter are gonna be in love.
Especially as a dude hit like their 40s and 50s, a chick could pretty easily talk you into killing yourself.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
Conrad Roy, dude. Oh, I forgot she went short-haired on this.
What do you mean?
Michelle cut her hair. I don't like it.
Who?
Oh, man. I forgot how crazy her face was.
Who cut her hair?
Look at my bae, dude.
Damn,
what do you think of bae?
She has like wasp asshole face, just like Draco Malfoy.
She does. She absolutely is Slytherin. Dude, look at Slytherin, dude. You don't like her.
I don't know. I mean, what she did is kind of hot. Talking a dude into killing himself, then taking all of the. Oh my God, dude.
Yes.
I mean, I like what she's about. Forced suicide and then reaping all the benefits.
Bro. Forced suicide and then getting online and being like, "I'm so sad. Life's so hard. I'm so hard.
It's hot. That's hot, dude. I can get into that." I can get into the deprivation of it all.
She's so sad now. Do you think me and Michelle Carter are going to date for a while?
For sure. Dude, you could really brighten her day. Like, everyone makes mistakes.
We all make mistakes. You sent a bunch of bad texts.
I mean, how was the thing?
Who hasn't?
The guy was constantly like, "I'm going to fucking kill myself. I'm going to kill myself."
For like a year. And she would be like, "No, definitely don't. Definitely don't." Like, all the time.
So what was the switch?
I don't know. The fucking psychologist who was clearly pussy defending.
Sure.
Came up with some good answers.
Yeah.
He was like, she was in a delusional state also and thought she was helping.
Could be. Slightly. And then she was like, "Hey, might as well reap all the benefits."
Yeah. Then it's like, she sure snapped out of it right away.
Dude, this is about my favorite time of year, man. It's cold, the bays, dude. I was laughing the other day.
You like the cold bays?
I'm thinking about how
Bay's bundled up, dude.
That and how, like, watch my favorite thing. I think around the same time this year, I was talking about this, dude. Bay's walking to work early in the morning and how, dude, just like feminism does not exist that, before that noon, dude.
Oh, man.
You catch a Bay in like 42 degrees walking to the bus or walking to work. They're just, yeah, mean mugging. Just, it's like a fucking eagle beak, dude. They're just walking to work like,
eh. Dude.
Like a dude could literally at 7 a.m. fly a helicopter down and be like, get in, you fucking slut. And they'd be like, all right, fine.
I'm in.
I'm in. Fuck this. Yeah. The dude with like a Hawaiian flower necklace was like, get in, bitch.
Yeah. Historically, Bays aren't ready for this. This is a new, we're treading on some new territory here, sending Bays to the workplace.
It is.
It's a new experience.
Peterson got crushed when they were like, well, you're saying men and women can't work together? He was like, it hasn't been demonstrated. We don't know yet. It's very new. It's very new. People are like, oh, how dare you?
Native American men farmed and women hunted.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah, it's like, huh?
What are you talking about?
You saw that, dude?
What was the point of that?
Dude, it's I really think, too, it's like, especially with like pregnant women, like, they
why are you trying to fucking distract me from Michelle Carter and me?
This is all the same
Michelle
stuff.
Michelle Carter and me.
This
dude,
is all the same
Michelle
stuff.
Michelle bundled up on the way to work.
Bro, give her a kid, dude.
I will. She'll raise my son.
Bundled up to work. Where the fuck is she going to get a job? Have you any prior convictions? Be like, actually, yeah, I was featured on a documentary.
Yeah. You can catch me on HBO. Yeah. Those are her credits. She's got better credits than me.
What's up with that lady? Remember the lady who killed her kids or was like accused of killing her kids a while back? Everyone hated her and like she kept being found out, like partying and stuff.
Casey Anthony killed her daughter.
Yeah. She's a bad girl.
Dude.
She's a looker.
I do like her. I like the way she handled what she did.
What's good
too.
With her? They let her out of the news.
She killed her kid and then went out and like partied for a while.
Yeah, like she was out like seeing like the like a weekend after like laughing at a bar having a good old. Dude, the guy who got a picture of her having a good old is so funny.
Dude.
She was probably at like a regular like tiki bar out in the suburbs.
She's down.
Got hammered.
She's down in Florida.
She's in
a Florida?
Florida
girl, dude. It was the Sunshine State. How are you supposed to be sad? Even let's say your kid dies. You live in Florida, dude. Go out and catch some rays. Have fun, man.
Go out to the fucking.
She's gonna have some fun.
She had the P.F. Chang's outdoor bar having a laugh. Didn't she like started dating right away too?
Yeah, I mean, she clearly killed her kid.
She clearly was unburdened and free.
Yeah.
Damn, that's the sickest of the sick, dude.
Did you hear another duck boat accident hit
in Missouri?
Yeah. 17 dead, dude.
Yeah, well that
Philly had we had our own little duck boat problem. People are still going out on them.
I love duck boats. I've never been on one.
I mean, I don't know if I trust them anymore. There's been a lot of duck boats. It's like definitely not the leading cause of death in America, but it's like...
It's up there.
It's about 34 now.
As far as modes of transportation go, you're very likely to die on a duck boat.
Well, I'd say you should just keep cars out of water in general. There's a good chance if you drive a car in the water, whether it's an amphibious vehicle or not.
Or your kids are in the back seat. And you just roll it into a lake.
That too.
And you're a mom.
I wonder if they thought they're just their vehicle is amphibious.
Those moms?
Those distraught mothers. Man, that's so fucked up. That's the gamble you take with the chick, man. She might kill your kids.
True. There's a lot of talk, like a lot of stand-up comedians like have jokes like, we trust men not to kill us because that's the leading cause of death. It's like, yeah, well, we also trust you guys to, we leave you alone with our kids.
And you might drown them.
And you might toss them in the microwave.
You don't have dads doing that, dude. Not that I hear of. Well, they beat them.
Dads will fuck the kids.
Dad's got a whole other
agenda.
Dads
will make love to the kids.
Dad's got a whole other agenda. But the fucking...
trying to fucking fight.
I'm not saying dads are perfect. They might play the secret game.
They might play the secret game.
Women, dude. For some reason, just... I don't know what that is.
They might play Tickle Monster.
They might play Tickle Monster, dude.
But mom's playing, you know...
Hold your breath.
Hold your breath
you
in
know
the
that's
bathtub.
What baptisms were originally?
What?
You hold someone underwater until the point where they're about to pass out, and then you bring them up. So you'd give them a near-death experience and pop them out of the water.
Really? Who told you that?
Just an audiobook I was listening to about LSD therapy. No big deal.
That seems legit. There you go. That,